Finance with Evan Lucas. Make this time of year less taxing with impressive savings on select Mercedes-Benz models until June 30. Visit an authorised retailer today. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning, Ev. Are you a coffee man?
Yes, and I am going to ignore everything that you just said. I just can't go there. Seb, ignore him. Please, go back to your cafe. It's the only way to have
Have you
coffee.
Given it a go?
I have tried that. Have you? In some respects, maybe. But
no, we'll give it a go.
No, I'm a coffee drinker, and I just, no, I can't do it.
Give
I
it
can't.
A go.
Fair enough. Well, we'll give it a go and then make him happy. Now, BHP, what is happening?
It's amazing. I mean, yesterday was supposed to be a quiet day for us here in Australia, and everybody that, you know, went out for Anzac Day, I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. But my day got very, very busy when it came out that BHP has made a just shy of $60 billion Australian dollar takeover of one of its largest competitors, which is Anglo American. And the reason they're after it so strongly is Anglo American's exposure to copper across the globe. It would make their takeover of Oz Minerals last year, which was $9.6 billion Australian dollars, look like child's play compared to what this deal is actually there. It does make sense in terms of what it is, because unlike BHP, Rio, Vale, Glencore, all these kind of players that have done incredibly well over the last 3 to 4 years, Anglo American's gone backwards, and they've had real issues with regards to safety, real issues with regards to their mines in South Africa and also some parts of Africa, and they're actually down around about 12.5%. So it's a very advantageous bid, and it certainly would work well for BHP, but it's come out of nowhere, and it is going to probably be one of, if not the largest resource deal this year, and probably for the last 5 years, actually.
Ev, there's speculation, though, out west today that this bid could spark speculation that, well, the speculation is that the other mining giants might join in, like Rio Tinto.
Yeah, and that is absolutely a very high possibility. I mean, you are talking about a miner, as I said, that sits in the top five, along with the ones that you just mentioned, Carl. And those assets falling into BHP's hands would be, you know, quite a strategic move, and there's no doubt that they would need to be there. Rio is one. Glencore is another that is also being suggested would fit very neatly, particularly their coal assets. So watch this space. I don't think it's over either.
All right. The down overnight, it was up and down all night, but it's finished down quite significantly. What's going to happen here today?
So we are also pointing down, unfortunately. If you didn't see last night, there is now real fears that we are about to face the 70s again. And why I say that is US growth fell significantly more than expected. And it looks like what they refer to as stagflation. So they have high inflation, low growth, and an economy that is basically going nowhere, which is exactly what we saw in the 70s. And that spooked everything. So we're pointing down 70 points today, unfortunately.
That would be not good for interest rates, if my memory serves me right, with my limited leverage.
Correct.
Yeah, golly. Okay. All right. Well, let's not finish on a downer. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll do it on Monday.